Here we are again, folks. We're just outside Barber Threads in Hilden, which was one time the largest linen thread manufacturer in the world. And we've been thinking about thread and about linen as it's spoken of in the Bible. And the high priest in Israel, who offered sacrifice for the sins of the people and then prayed for the people, was clothed in glorious garments. Fine twined linen was something that was central to the construction of the garments of Israel's high priest. Jesus Christ is our great high priest. We thought about that linen coat that speaks of his perfection, his righteousness, his purity, his sinlessness, his holiness. And then Exodus chapter 39, verse 29 talks about a girdle of fine twined linen. That girdle was like a belt that tied all of the garments together as the high priest commenced his service. And in scripture, the girdle speaks of service. And there's a lovely verse in the Gospels where Jesus Christ said, "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." In other words, he says, "I didn't come so much to be served, but I came in order to serve." He was the perfect servant of Jehovah. And amazingly, he was also the servant of men. And there's a lovely picture of that in John chapter 13. Shortly before going to the cross, the Bible says, "He riseth from supper, laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself, poured water into a basin, and began to wash the feet of his disciples." Those men, sinners, that the Lord had called unto himself, he kneeled down at their feet and washed the dust off their feet. What an act of condescension. What an act of humility. The perfect servant. As the hymn says, "This is our God, the servant king." And as he's doing that, Peter says, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" He couldn't understand it. And the Lord says, "Peter, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." Maybe God is doing things in your life this year that you can't understand, and you question it, and you wonder at the wisdom and the activity of God in your life. But there'll come a day whenever you'll understand fully and perfectly the reason why God is doing what he's doing in your life. "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." And he says to Peter, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." But Peter so loved the Lord and so wanted to be connected and in a right relationship with Jesus Christ. He says, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus saith unto him, "He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all." That speaks of the sufficiency of the cross work of Christ to secure for us a once for all cleansing legally before God. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. But there's that daily cleansing, not so much of our souls and our hearts legally before God, but of our hands and our feet to bring us into a close relationship with him. And Jesus Christ is the perfect servant. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant." That's what that girdle speaks about, that linen girdle, the perfect servant, Jesus Christ. And he calls us to serve him. I wonder if you're a Christian today, what are you doing by way of Christian service? What are you doing by way of serving your King, your God, your Saviour? He loved us unto death, and he wants us to love him back and to serve him with gladness and with joy. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you.